In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. I've been thinking about the grace of God, the grace of the living God. I was with someone yesterday, and this person talked about, you know, being free of drugs and free of alcohol for a long time, like 38 years. And he said, "It's the grace of God, Father. It's the grace of God. It's all about the grace of God, one day at a time. It's that saving grace that comes from Jesus Christ." And he knew the grace of God. He experienced the grace of God. And as a result, what he does is he goes to meetings. He goes to meetings especially to help young people, to tell them about the grace of God, and to tell them that it's possible to be delivered of drugs. It's possible to be delivered of alcohol because of the grace of God, the grace of the living God that flows from God himself, that flows from Calvary. You see, the Bible is filled with the grace of God. I'm reading the 9th chapter of the Acts of the Apostles, at least part of it. "And Saul, yet breathing out threats and slaughter against the disciples of the Lord, went to the high priest and desired of him letters to Damascus, to the synagogues that he found in his way." And Saul is breathing threats over the people of God, killing the people of God, and he wants to put them in jail. This is a man whose back is against the presence of God. "As he journeyed, he came near Damascus, and suddenly there shone around him a light from heaven." Oh my, this is making all the difference in the world. He who killed Christians now is overshadowed by the light of God, by the glory of God, by the presence of God, by the grace of God. He who killed Christians and put them in jail now becomes the apostle of grace. That's why he said, "I am the least of the apostles, yet I know who I am. I'm still an apostle." "And as he journeyed, he came near Damascus, and suddenly there shone around him a light from heaven, and he fell to the earth and heard a voice, 'Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?' And Saul said, 'Who are you, Lord?' And the Lord said, 'I am Jesus, whom you persecute. It is hard for you to kick against the goad.'" So we see now the grace of God at work in a murderer. Isn't it wonderful that God can change a murderer into a saint? I'm talking to you today. I'm talking to you today that the grace that comes from Jesus Christ and his cross is able to save you to the utmost, no matter what you've done or how many times you've done it, no matter how evil you've been. I'm telling you that the grace of God wants to be manifested in your life, but you have to call upon the Lord. "Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?" You know, we all could say that we've persecuted the Lord because we've sinned against him. But I'm telling you, the grace of God worked in this man to change him completely. Today we celebrate the feast of Saint Augustine. Augustine was a man who had a mistress and a child out of wedlock and was a Manichaean. And yet the grace of God was able to save even Augustine. He lived his life for himself. And it says, one day he was in the courtyard, and in the courtyard of his home, there was the Bible, And he heard the voice of God, take and read, take and read. And this is what he read from Romans 13:11. Knowing the time, that now it's high time to awake from your sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness. Let us put on the armor of light. This touched Saint Augustine so deeply. The man Augustine, let us put off the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. Let us walk honestly as in the day, not in rioting, not in drunkenness, not in chambering, not in wantonness, not in strife, not in envy, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lusts of the flesh. He opened the Bible and the presence of God came upon him. He opened the Bible to that passage, put on the Lord Jesus Christ. The night is far spent. It's time to give your life to Jesus. The night is gone. The darkness is gone. No more drunkenness, no more adultery, no more fornication. The night is gone, and the grace of God is being poured into you, Augustine. I am so delighted that the Lord chooses sinners and makes them saints. I am so delighted that the grace of God can change St. Paul, that the grace of God can change Augustine, that the grace of God can change me. As the man came yesterday and told me, Father, it's all about the grace of God. It's all about the grace of God. It has nothing to do with me. I only accepted that grace that comes from Jesus, that grace that comes from the cross. You see, that grace is available to you. That grace is available to me. As it was available to Augustine, as it was available to Paul, as it was available to Jeremiah. Today, we found the book of Jeremiah, the church gave us to read that in the office, you know. Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you, and I appointed you a prophet to the nations. And Jeremiah said, Lord, but I'm too young. Don't say you're too young, for to whomever I send you, you must go. Let me tell you, my friends, it was the grace of God that broke into Jeremiah's life. It was the grace of God that broke into the prophet's life, that he would proclaim the word of God, and that he changed because of the grace of God. That grace flows from Calvary, but Jesus was not even born. But the cross is from the Genesis to Revelation. Jesus Christ crucified from the foundation of the earth. The grace of God changed Augustine. The grace of God changed Paul. The grace of God changed Jeremiah. What about Ezekiel? He's by the river Chebar, and he sees a vision of heaven. The grace of God changes Ezekiel so beautifully. The grace of God. That grace is available to us through Jesus Christ. That grace is available for you today. That grace that is transformative, that changes our lives, that causes us not to walk in darkness, but to walk in the light. The grace of the living God. And you know, the Holy Spirit is involved with that grace. The great Holy Spirit. Where would we be without the Spirit of Jesus? Where would we be without the Holy Ghost? Where would we be without the Holy Spirit? Again, the grace of God is transformative. You must submit to Him. Submit to the Lord. Turn away from the darkness. Turn away from the sin. Turn away from destruction and self-destruction. Turn away and turn to the Lord. Turn to the Lord. There is enough grace to change you. There is enough grace to make you whole. There is enough grace to make you a saint. You know, I think of Augustine, and I think of if Augustine were born in 1988, I tell you, the church would not have accepted him as a priest because he had he was an unwed father. The church would have dismissed him. I thank God that in Africa he became a great bishop. A great bishop, someone who proclaimed the word of God, someone who spoke God's word. He became a bishop because he gave up his former way of life. He gave up the ways of the world. He gave up sin and all that is involved with sin. And he gave his life to the Lord, and he was changed by the grace of God. Today, I tell you, there is enough grace for you, enough grace for me to transform us into the image of Christ. You see, that's what the grace of God does. It transforms us into the image of Jesus Christ by the grace of God. We can do nothing of ourselves other than to sin. But it is God's grace that not only cleanses us of sin, but God's grace that empowers us to live for Jesus Christ. How we need the grace of God. I was talking to a young priest last night, Father Matthew, and I said, you know, it's kind of sad that most people that follow Jesus, young people, even old people, it lasts for a year and a half. I said, that's why people are in need of such transformation, such religious experiences that they could never forget what God did for them, transforming them from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of light. I said, and they must know their own weakness because that's what keeps us with Jesus, the grace of God, the power of our conversion, and knowing our own weakness, our inability to do anything without Jesus. You know, if you've reached that point that you can't do anything, that you don't even know how to make the next move, call on the name of the Lord. Call on Jesus Christ. Tell him you're desperate. Tell him that you just need him to be your Lord. Tell him that without him, you're not going to even make it through the day. The grace of God. The grace of God is transformative. It changes people, saints. It changes sinners into saints. It changes Augustine to be a great man of God, a bishop, from a sinner to a bishop, but a man who lived for Jesus Christ, the grace of the living God. I thank God that the grace of God has kept me. I thank God. I went to East Boston High School. I was a graduate in 1964. And all my friends are all dead because of drug addiction and alcohol. And you know what? I'm going to tell you something. No one even offered me drugs or alcohol. It was the grace of God that kept that from me. It was the grace of God because, you know, I was having a hard time in high school. I had just taken seizures and, you know, a quick fix could have been offered to me. Nothing was ever offered to me. It was the grace of God that kept me, the grace of God that really kept me from that darkness of drugs and alcohol. I tell you, my friends are all gone. We used to walk together up the hill in East Boston to East Boston High. And you know what? I'd say 9/10 of them are gone. And they died at young ages, 30s and 40s and 45s, because of drugs, because of alcohol. Maybe you're a drug addict. Maybe you're an alcoholic. Maybe you're a gambler. I'm telling you, the grace of God is sufficient to change you. The grace of God is sufficient to change you. The grace of God is transformative. As it transformed Augustine, as it transformed Jeremiah, as it transformed me, I'm still being transformed into the image of Christ. It's all about the grace of God. And you know what? The grace of God and the glory of God bring in the kingdom. I am still stuck on the words, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." It is God's will. It is the will of the Lord that His will be done in you as it is in heaven. His will be done in me as it is in heaven. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. That the kingdom should come into our hearts through the blood of Jesus, through the power of the Holy Spirit, that the kingdom would come, that the will of God would be done in us, on earth as it is in heaven. It is God's will that we have a church that is the pregnant sign of the kingdom, that the presence of God is available, that the grace of God is flowing, that the glory of God is coming upon people. I tell you, this is God's will. It is God's will that the church be the pregnant sign of the kingdom. But you know what? If we be the pregnant sign of the kingdom, we must do the works of Jesus. And He promised that we who believed would have authority in heaven, and that we could do the works of Jesus and even greater works still, because Jesus goes to the Father. He's at the Father's right hand pleading for us. I'm telling you, God wants to bring the kingdom in you, in me, as it is in heaven. We say this prayer so carelessly. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, hear it. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. This is the will of God, that the kingdom would come in me, in you, as it is in heaven. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. That is God's will. It is not God's will that the church should not live a triumphant life, that the people of God not live a life of victory. It is God's will that we live a life of victory. Why? Because Jesus Christ gave His life for us. Because Jesus Christ died and was buried. Because our Lord Jesus Christ rose from the dead. And that means we've already won the war. Hallelujah. We've already won the war. The grace of God. I'm telling you, God wants much more than what we're receiving. He wants the kingdom to be displayed in our hearts, and that it would come on earth as it is in heaven. There's nobody sick in heaven. There's nobody taking medicine in heaven. There's nobody with arthritis in heaven. Jesus wants the kingdom to come in you as it is in heaven. Now, I'm not saying you stop taking your medicine. I'm not saying that at all. I take medicine, but it is God's will that the kingdom would come in me as it is in heaven. And until that happens, I have to keep on my medicine. Thank God for the medicine. But I'm telling you, God wants the kingdom to be established in us as it is in heaven, that the church would be the pregnant sign of the kingdom, and that the church would produce saints like Jeremiah, like Ezekiel, like Elijah, like Augustine. Oh, the grace of God changed a great sinner into a holy man of God. The grace of God was operative in his life. But you know, God will never force his grace upon you. He will never force his grace upon you. You must reach the point that you call out to him, and his name is Jesus, that you call out to him for that grace to be bestowed. And even if you know him, you're having a hard time today, ask that the grace of God would come and transform you as that grace transformed Augustine, as that grace transformed Paul, as that grace transformed Jeremiah and Ezekiel. Look at Peter, denying Jesus three times. Do you know him? Never met him. You'd speak like, I don't know the man. I never saw him. And a cock crowed, and Peter went and wept bitterly. The grace of God caused Peter to die a martyr on a cross upside down. From a denier to a saint, from a coward to a saint, saying, don't crucify me right side up, because my master was crucified right side up. Crucify me upside down. You see, what changed Peter? The grace of God. The grace of the living God. Matthew, the tax collector, who worked for Rome. Yeah. He was hated by the Jews. He was a Jew, and he worked for Rome, and he was collecting money for Rome, and he could keep a certain amount of it. Oh, he was hated. What changed Matthew, the tax collector? The grace of the living God. The grace of the living God. That changed Matthew, the tax collector. Do you understand what I'm saying? And what did Matthew do? We spoke about this last week. He had a party for all the sinners. He had a party, and Jesus was invited to the party. And I'm telling you, the grace of God was operative at that table because Jesus was there. He was the invited guest. They saw the difference in Matthew, and only God knows how many converts were made around that table. Only God knows, because Matthew invited sinners. You know, we have to invite people to come where the grace of God is being manifest. We have to invite people that may be far from God, because Jesus wants to display his beauty in them. Jesus wants to display his grace in them. Jesus wants to display his presence in them. Oh, I pray today that you would pour out your Holy Spirit upon me and upon everyone who's listening to me. I pray today that the glory of God would come upon us in new ways. I pray that you would transform us, oh God, as you transformed Augustine, as you transformed Jeremiah, as you transformed the Apostle Paul. Oh God, pour out your Spirit upon us. Pour out your grace upon us. Oh God, cause us to live for Jesus Christ. Cause us to reject the darkness, to reject the slumber, to reject the sins of the past, to reject the sins of the flesh, to reject being greedy. Oh God, cause us to be filled with that transformative grace, that grace that comes from God and the Lord Jesus Christ in the power of the Spirit. I thank you for being operative today. I thank you, God, that the grace of God is working at the abortion mills today, that you're calling women to say, I'm going to have my baby. Oh, it takes the grace of God. It takes the grace of God for women to change their minds. Lord, I pray for the people outside of Planned Parenthood today, that the grace of God would be operative in such a way that women would be set free from sin and set free from killing their children. And I pray in the holy and awesome name of Jesus, I ask the intercession of the Mother of God. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. I said yesterday we had 6 new people who sent money to us, and you know, we're so happy when people who have heard us for years and years and never, ever, ever, ever responded to our plea for finances just so we can pay our bills. I am not paid. So we can pay our bills. That's what we want. And the mailing address is In Season and Out of Season, Our Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. I pray the grace of God to be the people on the people in St. Louis. I pray the grace of God be on the people in Arizona. I pray the grace of God be on the people in Chicopee, Agawam, Hartford, Connecticut. I pray the grace of God be upon you today. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the grace which is transformative, the grace that causes sinners to become saints. Again, I need to hear from you. Please respond. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saves a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. 'Twas blind, but now I see. O God, pour out your grace upon your people. Pour out your grace upon the people who snapped on the radio today. Pour out your grace and let them know that you love them with an eternal love. O Father, pour out your grace in a mighty way. I pray in the holy name of Jesus Christ. Transformative grace is being poured out now. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.